Why you always gotta
Don't be yelling in my ear.
You don't
be yelling
at
him. I got his baby in
here. Yeah, how you know it's his baby?
Because he
all right,
me
then.
Up.
Derlin, hey, Derlin, do something.
Sean, baby, I love you, okay? But I'm also in love with your mama.
Which is, that's a respect
he
to
loves
you.
Me.
Yeah,
he
that's
a
stop it! Stop it!
Todd.
Hi.
Can I say something?
Of course you can. Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say that she, the one with the t-shirt.
Shauna.
Yeah, she need to respect her mama.
Okay.
And then the one that's her mother.
Tamara.
Yeah. You need to respect the baby, because life is precious, and God, and the Bible. And Derlin, man, you should be looking for lights and not starting fights. And all y'all, including me, ought to be figuring out how we gonna live without fresh water.
Okay, all right, okay. Sit down. Thank you. Those are some good thoughts. We should all remember how precious life is. Derlin, you look like you have something to say.
Shauna, sweet pea, I love you, okay? But I have something I have to tell you, okay? Tammy, you are having my baby, and I'm prideful and honorable of that. Tammy, would you be my wife and marry me?
Oh, Derlin.
Yeah. As a lady of the manor engagement brooch and a box of cherry covered chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Dog ass motherfucking dog.
Damn it. Where did you get those chocolates?
Food.
Give me
how could you hide that food from us? How could you hide that?
That's what I got to deal with all time.
I don't get it.
This is Fabian. He was Derlin's super secret lover, and he was a surprise guest on our show. Fabian, where have you been?
I was on an island. Now give me them chocolates, they're rightfully mine.
God damn it! What island? You tell me! This could save us all!
I ain't saving no Mr. Three-Time and Hoe of the Universe.
Shut up! Get your head together! Get your head together! Tell me about this island!
Okay, I was eating a coconut.
Okay, so there's food there.
And I saw him float by with them two nasty-ass, white trash, stank bitches.
Stand up! Tell me where this island is or you're a dead man!
Well, Derlin should have thought about that before he went from playing me like a fool.
God damn it! You stupid, Patty Prince-looking, no-island-remembering motherfucker!
Warning, listening to more like radio.
Warning, listening to more like radio might result in the following.
Skin failure, AIDS, syphilis, cat flu, Zika, the Andromeda strain, black death, dog rub fever, penis urine syndrome, leprosy, albinism, hypertolerance to lactose, polio, dropsy, Down syndrome, penis envy, homosexuality, hair loss, bone explosion syndrome, tooth loss.
Hey, make sure you get in the chat and change your username, you piece of shit. Fuck.
Show me what you got.
It's the Rorschach and Doc Show.
That rock and roll, eh?
Yeah!
right, folks. Guess whose birthday it is? It's my birthday. How am I sounding here through this new thing, this new contraption? Yeah, so how's everybody doing today? Doc, how are you?
I'm fine, sure.
That's great. That's good news to hear. So this is Welcome to the Rorschach and Doc Show. I am Rorschach.
And hello, my name is Doc Wheatley.
Okay. Well, Doc, how was your week?
Oh, my week was fine. I played Overwatch and worked, and then I went to Taco Bell.
Well, that sounds great, man. What did you get anything interesting at Taco Bell? Any kind of deal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm kidding. Guys, Doc cannot be with us today. And he, by the way, this whole intro here, the long intro and the long side, it's called stretching. We're going to do a short patio. Is that what Ron and Fez call it? A short porch, short patio? Just a few things today. So, and then I'll get out of your hair and everybody can go back to their lives. But Doc sent a message.
Hey, Rorschach. Happy birthday, big boy. Sorry I can't be there for the show, but I got, business. But listen, you're going to have a fantastic birthday show. And you, listen, if there's anyone who could solo bolo, it's you. So you fucking have a good birthday, and you fucking, you know what? Grab him by the pussy, buddy. Grab them all by the pussy.
I don't approve of
and
that.
And fucking kick them up a fence. Do whatever you need to do. Get it done. All right. Have a good birthday. Bye. But sorry I couldn't be on the show, everybody. But Rorschach's really good. So he'll take care of it. Okay, bye.
Did he say Rorschach's big, he can take care of it, as in I'm fat or I'm a big boy? What's he trying to say here? Oh, let's look at the chat room, everybody. We got Bunny Kickbutt. Hello, Bunny. And thank you for the birthday wishes. We got Ro from Long Island. We've got Image Host Ghost. Jimmy Olsen Blues. Roy Black Old Crack. Fletcher Sucks. And Dubaka. So we've got two new people who obviously hate Doc. And they only like me, and they can only listen to the show if I'm hosting it by myself. Now, okay, that was funny. Everybody's wishing me happy birthday. Fletcher Sucks has a great picture of me in my insane rabbit fur hat with a Zootopia cake, which I'll save and put somewhere. And then, I don't know what that means, but... So anyway, yeah, Doc's not with us today, and it's today's my birthday, so we're going to do what I like to call a short porch. No, that's not what it's called, is it? It's called a short patio. Yeah, Jimmy Olsen Blue says, oh, Doc didn't come in on Andy's birthday, how sad. Yeah, I think that was a little convenient for Doc, too. He probably didn't want to get emotional in front of me wishing me happy birthday and stuff, but I do have my Skype up if anybody wants to call in. And, sing to me. In fact, I'm not going to do any more show until somebody calls in and sings to me. So I'm just going to sit back here. I'm not kidding. Did I make everybody nervous? I think it... Oh, shit. So, guys, I got a new toy. It's the Roland VT3 Voice Transformer. Now, this is a lot different from that Boss Vocal Performer VE5 I got a couple of weeks ago. And this has got some great little things on it. Let me start off with this. Okay, I'm going to cut this all the way up. That's called Scatter. I think it's based on how loud you talk. Bop! Soft.
Soft.
Okay.
This is the typical radio thing, and here's the cool thing about this thing. You can deform the voice, like so, move it up and down like this. And see, I'm not changing how I'm speaking, but that's... And you can also change the pitch. Move the pitch up and down like this, and you can get really, really deep by moving those two down. And really, really high by getting those two up. Isn't that neat? And of course,
the megaphone. Hello, everybody. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't go. That's good. Listen to that. And then there's a robot. Robot clicking
noise that,
Now, see, you've got this mix balances between your voice and the effect. So if I move it all the way down here, you just hear my voice. But the further up you move it, the effect takes over more. So,
isn't that correct?
Most of you have seen the, okay. Let's see, and this is my least favorite. It sounds stupid. Then the synth, which is really cool. Which is, that's really cool. And here's my favorite, of course, the vocal.
You can move it up and down, you know, intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic. Another dimension. That's really cool.
And then you've got the auto pitch, you know, so you can do the, do you believe in love after love? And another different auto pitch, which I haven't been able to figure out the difference. And hey, blah, 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 it just sounds echoey. And then you've got the reverb over here, and you can do on any of them. All right, so that's my new little thing. It's fun to play with. Excuse me. So, shitty fucking thing happened to me this week. You know, I own property, and I get checks from the renters and shit. And, you know, you people don't have my Skype. It's just, it's under Andrew Black, isn't it? Oh, it's Andrew Black, Facebook, colon, M-A-K-O-T-O-D.
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
I'm sorry, Alexa? Did y'all hear her pipe in? I didn't ask you anything. It's Andrew Black, Facebook, colon, M-A-K-O-T-O-D-X. M-A-K-O-T-O-D-X. But anyway, had a shitty fucking week, and it's still kind of going on. I collect rent from people who own properties that I own. You know, they got businesses and shit on them. And one of my biggest renters check bounced this week after I had bought my groceries, paid my bills, shit like that. So when the check bounced, I'm like negative $1,300 at the bank now. So he gave me another check, and they're holding it till the 19th. I'm like, fuck me. What the fuck am I supposed to do till then? You know, just it's a shitty situation. And it's the first time he's been there 5-6 years. That's the first time that's ever happened. So I'm giving him the benefit of a doubt that he's not. Of course, he's not doing it on purpose, but I'm giving him the benefit of a doubt that he's, you know, made a mistake, a clerical error somewhere. I don't like how tinny this thing makes me sound. I've got everything. What if I keep it in normal and I move this up? Can I? Oh, yeah, I can still do that.
Hang on a second. There we go. That sounds better. I'm giving him the benefit of a doubt, so. Drinking Essentia water this morning. Is that annoying?
What about this? Now I sound like Kylo Ren. Are you the one who has the droid?
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. I just love playing with that. Like I like to play with other things. Jeez, Edith! What else do I want to talk about? So that's been happening, and that's been a fucking headache. And it's still going on to, like, what, the middle of next week? Let me cut that off. I sound weird. All right, that's still going on into the middle of next week, so. Luckily, I had enough money to get my pills yesterday, my blood pressure medication, and I've got enough money to get a bottle of vodka Monday. So I'm going to be happy, I guess. I just hope the check goes through. I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't go through again. I'm fucked for the rest of the month. Luckily, I only have one check out, and he usually waits to the end of the month to run it through. So, all right, that's the financial report. That's the Rorschach financial report. Am I loud, guys? Am I loud? Do I sound okay? How do I sound out there, by the way? Jimmy Olsen Blues, as I kind of enjoy that sweet baby Andy has been taking his rent and sex, not money. A la grifters. Well, the thing is that everybody that rents from me are boys. Well, men. Excuse me, boys. Men. So, you know, I can't work out that kind of sick trade. And Fletcher Sucks says evict them. You know what? We'll see. But, I mean, you know, and then I got to worry about getting new people in and stuff. But it's one mistake he's made in 5 years. So, you know, we'll see. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I started listening to this new fucking podcast called... It's not new, but it's a podcast that's new to me called Tanis, T-A-N-I-S. Have you guys heard this fucking thing? It's supposed to be like Serial, but it's about like this fictional thing about serial killers and weirdness in America and stuff like that. And it's all made up and shit. And it is the worst. It is the worst written, worst voice acted piece of shit I have ever heard in my life. It's these guys, and I swear to God, there's only like three actors, and each one of them tries to, they don't even try to use a different accent or voice or anything, and it gets so fucking stupid, and everybody, and here's how bad and awkward it is, the acting is horrible, and everybody's got the snappy comebacks to the answers, and the narrator, you know, to emphasize his points, always seems to go deaf when somebody he's talking to says something important. It'll be like, how's your day going? My day's fine. Yeah, boy, I sure have been looking around for all these weird tapes and stuff you've been finding. And he goes, yeah, I can't wait to play these tapes. Some of them have voices from the dead on them. What? Some of them have voices from the dead on them? Yeah, some of them have voices. He's like, okay, really? That happens once, fine. But every single time something he wants to emphasize happens, he goes deaf. I hate that. That's lazy writing. I'm such a good writer. I can pick up on these things. Now I remember why I don't like doing solo shows. It rips my voice to shreds. Hang on a second. I gotta get some more water. Excuse me. See, when you have two people, the other person talks while you're doing that. There's not weird, awkward silence. But like I said, I'm not gonna do a full show today. I just wanted to jump on here and make everybody call in and sing happy birthday to me. So... which it don't look like that's gonna happen. But today is my how old am I? Does anybody know how old I am? It's either 47 or 48 or something like that. I'm not sure. Yep, and there goes the There goes my throat. So anyway, oh, by the way, we haven't had a chance to talk about this because I don't think Doc watches a lot of this stuff, but the new season of television show. Okay, first of all, Simpsons is just horrifying. It's horrifyingly bad, and it has been for years. But two shows, the Exorcist, I finally gave up on today. It's on episode 4. It's a Fox show based on the movie The Exorcist, and it's unlistenable. Unlistenable? It's unwatchable. I finally gave up on it today. It was just... It's so stupid. and it's got that weird thing that people do when they're trying to act evil. They give that Kubrickian look up through the forehead thing with the slight grin on their face, kind of like Private Pyle did, and you know, and Alex did, and Jack Torrance did, that Kubrick does so much, and it's just so stupid. It's just so stupid, and there's this girl who is she possessed? Is she not possessed? I don't know. Let's draw it out. Let's just keep drawing it out. And every once in a while, every show this season, they've gone into this dark area, and there's always been somebody possessed by something. And there's this hardcore priest. He's worn down by the weight of the world, and then there's the idealist young priest, and it's like, okay, Jesus Christ, guys, it's just not good. Fletcher Suck says, have you ever listened to Serial? It's supposed to be pretty good. I have listened to Serial. I loved the first season. The second season I was kind of iffy on about the soldier. But I loved the first season like crazy. I've listened to it like at least three times. It was so fucking good. And I remember that I think that she fell in love with that guy on the first season. Adnan Syed. What was his name? Syed? She fell in love with him. She was like way into him. Then the first episode, he goes, he's got the biggest brown eyes. And stuff is like, oh my God, this woman's in love with him. I can't talk good, folks. That's why it helps to have this thing on right here, because...
You don't have to talk as loud, and it still comes through. I gave a Cylon. Cylon Imperial attack. Okay.
All right. But, is everybody tired of that thing yet? Fletcher Suck says, The Exorcist will probably get 5 seasons. Meanwhile, Hannibal, which was fucking amazing, goes away. Yeah, I agree with that completely. Anything that Mads... Christ, what's his last name? Mads Mikkelsen is in, is so good to me, man, because he's an amazing fucking actor. There's this great movie. I just searched for his name on Netflix one night, and there's this great movie that from Denmark called The Hunt or The Hunted that he stars in, and I think he won a bunch of awards for. But he is a guy who's falsely accused of molesting a bunch of children at the school he works at. And it's about how all of his friends and the community rejects him and everything. It's so fucking good, man. He's an amazing actor. And we finally got to see him, what role he plays in Star Wars Rogue One. Apparently, he's the female protagonist's father who designs the Death Star. So maybe that's her in on stealing the plans. I don't know, but I think he's an amazing fucking actor, and he was so good. Holy shit. Fletcher Sucks always knows what I like to see. Fletcher Sucks posted a picture of Judy Hopps. Ready for birthday fun, she says, pulling up her shirt. My sound wave pattern looks weird with this thing on. I'm going to try this. What if I... Okay. That makes it way too loud. All right. And it's airy. It's airy sounding. It's like I ain't got no metal or anything on it. That's way too... That's the gain. All right. I'm just fucking around here. All right. Where was I? Yeah, Mads is great, and Hannibal was great, too. And that was such a great show. And they canceled it, of course. It had Larry Fishburne in it. What else did I see with Larry Fishburne this week? I can't remember. I watched another movie with him in it, and he was spectacular in it. Why do I sound so... Anyway, I won't have this plugged up next week. I'm at... Doc can do the show solo next week and see how it makes your jaw and throat... See, I haven't done a solo show in a long time. Why am I so low now? Hello? Hello? Okay. I'm sorry. Just fucking around with the machines. The Exorcist is just horrifically bad. But I tell you, a show that I thought was going to be horrible, and cheesy, but it turns out it's really fucking good, is, what's it called? Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. But, you know, basically it's that thing where when the president does his, is it State of the Union? State of the Union address? One member of the government is taken to a secure room in case something happens. And guys, let me tell you, something happened. They fucking blew up. Somebody blew up the Capitol building. And everybody was killed. The president, vice president, all the Supreme Court, all of the senators, members of the House. And this guy that Kiefer Sutherland plays, who's the Secretary of Education, is sworn in as president. Yeah, that's called The Hunt. Thank you, Fletcher Sucks. Yeah. It's a really good movie. It was subtitled, but, you know, it's not an American movie. But anyway, and Kiefer Sutherland becomes president. It's got this whole thing about him not being elected president, but he's really good at it. Of course he is. He's Kiefer Sutherland. He's not going to do anything wrong. Anyway. And I finally saw Star Trek 3, and I got to tell you, I'm not digging these J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies. I'm just not digging them, man. He hates the Enterprise. Have you ever noticed in all three of those movies, right away, the Enterprise gets fucking blown up? The Designated Survivor lost my interest real fast when it turned into a family drama. You mean about Fletcher Sucks says that. You mean about them dealing with his son? That kind of shit? You know. I'm looking for my Skype information. Hang on a second. Let's see here. All right, that's look up that, and that's my Skype information, and you know, my name, Andrew Black. So that ought to get it to you. And it's got a picture of a woman sitting on top of a dragon or something, and she's got black hair. It's not my picture. I chose her because she looks like Ariel Winter. There we go. There's our Ariel Winter mention this episode. Modern Family's been good again this season. I look really low here. There we go. Okay. Sorry, guys. This is a work in progress here. I'm just now getting this shit plugged up all together. Because I've got the power amp for the mic going into the new Roland thing, and that's going into the board in a different way that it never has before, then out to the computer, then back from the computer. It's just, you know, I'm sweating. Talking is hard. All right, we got a caller here. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a bit confused by the delay.
Oh, yeah. When you're on Skype, you can't listen to us on the radio. Yeah. There's like about a 3 or 4 second delay, but I appreciate the song.
Yeah, I had your old Skype. I tried to call that one.
Oh,
Rorschach 007.
Yeah, I don't think that's me anymore. So,
no,
it's not.
That's why it got cut. That's why it got cut off, and I thought that it was my connection, but it wasn't.
Right. No, this is mine, so I got you now. This is Patrick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roy, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah.
I actually only called to sing the song, so I have nothing nothing to bring to the table.
Okay. All right, that's cool, man. I do appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, man. All right. There goes. That I think it was Rory, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. I think I'm not sure. Hang on a second. We got another call here. Hello, who is this?
Andy.
Hey, Roy. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you, Ro.
I wish I could send you a New York pizza with pepperoni.
There you go.
But listen, one of these days I'm flying your ass up here.
I know.
And we're going to eat ourselves to death.
All right? That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Hey, listen, anytime you call, say, I'm coming.
Okay.
You can eat me out of house and home.
That's good. Well, I probably will.
Yeah, probably. But that's quite all right. As long as you don't drink everything in my liquor cabinet, we're good.
Well, I'll probably do that, too.
Yeah, that's all right. I'd love it. I'd love it. You have no idea. Have no idea. I really hope you have a wonderful day. I'm so glad that we're listening to you right now. Because yeah. We all love you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, we all love you. You know it. All right, sweetheart. I'll let you go so somebody else can call in.
All righty. Okay, Ro.
And I'll talk to you on Facebook.
All right, Ro. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, babe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Ro. All right, guys, listen. Seriously, though, I'm gonna wind up the show here. That's about really all I had today. I just wanted to... You know, excuse me. Where did that come from? I just wanted to log on here a little bit and say hi to everybody here on my birthday. And we're having a short porch. That's not what it's called. It's a short... patio something. Somebody... I can't remember. Anyway. Listen, guys, that's gonna be it for today. Everybody can get back to their lives and Saturdays now. And I'm just going to close out the show and play some video games and watch Modern Family over and over again for reasons. All right, guys. Doc and I will be back next weekend. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Everybody have a good day. And we'll talk to you later. All right, guys.
Right now, I'd like to do a song for you, and this one is called I'm a Man.
dry dreams. So I will collect my hemorrhoid donut and bid you adieu.
Hey guys, you've been listening to the Rorschach and Doc Show here on morelikeradio.com. We hope you enjoyed the show today, we as much as we enjoyed doing it. You can follow Doc Wheatley at DocyWheats on Twitter, and you can follow Rorschach at Rorschach7 on Twitter. Guys, have a good weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday, same time, same station. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, that's it, pussy. Get the cloth and wash me off. I gotta get going.